This episode is brought to you by Shopify. With Shopify, 2026 is the year you make it happen. It gives you the tools to build your dream store, online and in person. Plus, with marketing built in, it'll help you reach exactly who you need to. Join the millions who've already made the leap, like Gymshark and Allbirds. And ring in the new year with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial at shopify.co.uk/Spotify.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. In markets, semiconductor stocks rallied after Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing posted a record quarter. At close, U.S.-listed shares of TSMC went up over 4%. The world's largest contract chipmaker said it plans to increase capital expenditure this year to up to $56 billion, a sign that demand remains strong from clients such as Apple, Google, and NVIDIA. Shares in AMD rose nearly 2%. Shares of Applied Materials jumped over 5%. And shares in ASML, which makes chip manufacturing equipment used by TSMC, also closed up over 5%. Verizon Communications says yesterday's hours-long service interruption was tied to an issue with a software update. The company is offering affected customers a $20 account credit. Wednesday's outage affected wireless voice and data services for many customers. According to outage tracking site Down Detector, more than 2 million reports were submitted claiming problems with Verizon service between 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, we exclusively report that Ford Motor and BYD are discussing a partnership for Ford to purchase batteries from the Chinese auto company for some hybrid vehicle models. People familiar with the matter say talks are ongoing and a deal may not materialize. If it does, it would aid Ford's shift from EVs to hybrids with affordable, high-quality batteries from BYD. A Ford spokesman said the company talks to lots of others about many things. A BYD spokesman declined to comment. After the journal story about a potential deal was published, President Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, criticized the idea on the social platform X. And that's a wrap on your TMB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing Podcast.